If you can travel back to your 20s, what would you change, or what would you say to yourself, your 10 years younger version of yourself, if you have the opportunity to do so?
I think I will hug myself. And how would you be in 10 years?
It's a
Laughing,
question.
probably.
Yeah, I never thought about that question. I told you before, but yeah. Moin, friends. Tannenpanne here. Today is the time to reflect things. So Claudia and I look back at our 20s and reflect this time, compare that with today, and yeah, see how both of us have developed, or how we've developed through this time, what we've learned, what we wish we knew, how the values change and everything, and makes us the person we are today, and also how would be our 40s. So questions over questions, and yeah, have fun. Tandempanne is a podcast about language learning and exchanging experiences with different people about different topics from all around the world. Half of the tandem conversations are in German, which is my native language, and the other half are in the languages which I'm currently learning. Corrections are directly included while speaking. So enjoy and have fun. Hello, everybody. Welcome back, Claudia, today to this episode. Looking forward to do a new word-breaking topic with you today, or discuss with it.
Thank you, Nam.
Yeah, it's been a while, and yeah, we decided to talk about today about the 20s, or reflect our 20s. And yeah, Claudia, why do we do this, or how do we came up with this idea? Are we too old now, or what's
That's a good question. We are both in our 30s, so you listeners are informed where are we standing. We are not so old, not yet. Still, being old means also being wise. So there are two reasons why we decided to pick this topic. The first one is a selfish reason. So we just want to take some time to reflect and to understand where we were and where we are right now. It's mm-hmm. also nice from time to time to give ourselves this chance.
That's right.
And the second reason, which is not so selfish, is that we would like to share our experience. So if there are listeners that are in their 20s, it may be useful to get some extra information. So at least they will have an easier life, hopefully.
Yeah, I like how you describe in a more better way of getting older. So it sounds more elegant.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. How were your 20s, Claudia? It's a big time, and to compress it now in a few words or sentences, but yeah, were there key elements where you think, okay, these were really what described my 20s, or memorable in your 20s?
Well, if I try to look back, I will try to remember how was I physically speaking, how was my personality, And also, what were the milestones or the big events that happened? I will start with the last one. So the big events were university. So that was an important milestone. Kind of like understanding, okay, we are getting almost at the end of the education journey. And after that, also starting to work, which was a new territory, the professional world. It was really getting on a new planet. Additionally, on the emotional level, having some important romantic relationships, that was also happening in the 20s. Then at the end of my 20s, I decided to migrate for the second time. So that was, you know, traveling or changing country was also a thing that happened in my 20s. And yeah, I will also ask you, what were the milestones in your 20s? And afterwards, we can think about the physical part or other aspects.
Yeah, my milestones, they were the same like you, I think. So university was really a big part and also a very important part in the 20s, or especially in the beginning of the 20s. And also, yeah, comes with the stress, the insecurity, and what you do after that, or what do you do if you don't make it, stuff like that. And yeah, I think after that, the first job also. So you think you have learned something in university, and then you go to job and like, okay, I have to learn more. And yeah, this transfer from university to I'm still in the context of university still, but yeah, it's also kind of different. And yeah, kind of life or work style is different. And but you get money, so I think the first time where you have money, it feels weird when I say it now, but it really was a difference when you first time have money. And yeah, I think those were the two big milestones for me. And yeah, so that's it, I would say. So these two big components, uni and work, are established, or kind of the foundation is built in the 20s.
All right, sounds good. Then I will continue sharing how was being in my 20s, at least physically speaking. I was pretty active. I think if I remember probably, I was 10 kilos less than right now.
Wow.
So 10 years, 10 kilos more or less. And I was super active. I think I was walking at least 2 hours per day regularly, which, you know, while you're getting into your 30s, since you have a work, you have to work, it may happen that you don't have all this freedom to be active and to exercise. So I would say my body was very athletic, and also it was pretty easy to regenerate. So if it happened that maybe one night I didn't sleep too well, the next day it wasn't a huge drama. So, which is typical in the 20s, right? Like there are no big issues, physically speaking.
It's a superpower, right?
Yeah, it's a superpower. And I will complete with the mental part, and then I will hand over to you. I think I was very shy and insecure I was still trying to figure out who I was and what was proper to, how was it proper to act or to behave. I just wanted to be part of something, a community, a group. So I think that was very important, and that's why I was pretty insecure. And yeah, like in your case, there was also the stress for, okay, what's gonna happen after university?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's a new life, and there were many question marks. Will I be good? Will I be able to make it? Yeah, so I agree with you. Also in my case, there was this stress and the idea, I have to make it, I have to make it. And yeah. How was it in your case?
Physically, I think I wasn't that active like now. So now I see, or I realize I needed to be active if I don't really get lost in shape. But back then, I think I wasn't that active, but it wasn't that bad, so my body wasn't, so it doesn't affect that much to my health and body, so that's why I maybe don't see the need to be that active. But yeah, I also was less kilos than back then, and it's still a mystery to me why, because now I'm more active. Definitely more active, and I weigh more. I don't understand. I don't understand it really. Yeah, that's why it's a superpower to be in your 20s. And mentally, I also was very shy and very insecure. Unlike to you, I think I wasn't that social active. So I was more, yeah. I would say I it's not like avoiding, but I wasn't that active in those groups. So the question of who I belong to wasn't that strong in the beginning of my 20s, but I think in the mid 20s it changed. Something like you need to go out and find some friends or a group. That's where it started, I think. For me, it started a little bit late. I don't know why. Before that, I didn't care really. But later, I developed that a little bit late. But the question, who was I, was, I think for me, also a little bit later. I didn't ask that at the beginning of the 20s. Maybe I never thought about that, but during my 20s, this question became more and more relevant. It's still now in my head, so the question is not answered yet fully. But I think these are the main, were the main elements. I think I was also worried too much about things. What you said, am I good enough? Can I make, will I make it? I think I was more focused, or maybe too focused on study and stuff like that. And compared now to back then, I think I'm a little bit more relaxed, and the insecurity also is less. So that's from my side.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and you, did you also have kind of wishes and goals? So goals, I think we both have this study and stuff like that, but also kind of wishes back then?
Well, the wishes were pretty classical. You'd be able to find a job, to become financially independent, to be able to move out of my parents' place. During the time I was studying at the university, I was still living with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So that was definitely a wish, to get some autonomy and be able to be on my feet. And yeah, to find my place in the world. I think that was my main wish.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I think all the same. I think also back then, I saw that not find a place in the world, but also like, yeah, I can change the world. Like in the beginning, yeah, I do this stuff and learn this, and yeah, I can change it. I can do that. Yeah, somehow, I don't know why.
I think I can relate to that, because I remember when I was in the university, there was this kind of expectation to be the next genius, to save the world, to make a revolution in some area. So yeah, I can relate to that. I also mm-hmm. had this kind of wish or expectation that I had to be like a superhero.
yeah. And then you get disappointed a little bit. But after you see many things you don't understand, and you're like, okay, it's not that easy.
Yeah,
maybe also from that, what kind of values would you say were very important to you in the 20s?
I think it was important to be able to be on my own without relying on my parents supporting me. Mm-hmm. So it was very important that I was independent somehow, and that I was able to become an adult that is able to be responsible, to get a job, pay the bills, and the classical topics that are related to it. And yeah, on the other side, there were also this kind of being idealistic, so having big dreams, thinking that I'm gonna be able to be the best, I don't know, writer. I think I started writing mm-hmm. a blog in my twenties. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there were some kind of wishes. I'm gonna be able to write a novel, and I'm gonna become a famous writer, and I'm gonna be the best. So, yeah.
That was your biggest dream?
Kind of.
Nice.
Yeah. The bar was always very high. And probably that's typical in the 20s, having these huge expectations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how was it for you? Which values were important in your 20s?
I think the first one was the same with you. So I didn't want to be dependent on the money of my parents. It was like, okay, I'm old enough. I have to do something. And yeah, I wasn't that idealistic, I think, compared to you. I had that feeling that I want to change something, but I think back then, the question of myself is, what do I want? I think more. So many people talk about their dreams and stuff like that, and I was like, I don't know what my dream is, or what I really want to have or to be in the next year. So I think it was more the insecurity of not knowing what you want to be. I think that was something that bothered me a lot in the 20s, and yeah.
That's... I can add, in my case, I'm mixing languages. In my case, there was almost a rush, kind of like
rush.
A rush. I want to get a job. This time gets done somehow, because I want to become to be independent. I want to have a job. I don't want to stay forever in these 20s. It was somehow a rush to get to the next level. I was somehow looking forward because I was thinking, if I'm going to be in my 30s, people will take me seriously. I'm going to have a clear role in the society and everything is going to be easier. That was my impression. So there was somehow a rush. I don't want to stay in these 20s. It's so frustrating. I felt I was in a limbo. So was it also for you? Were you able to enjoy your 20s? Or were you also in this looking forward to go to the next stage?
I can relate to that. So it was like, yeah, when do I finish this study thing? And I can really relate to it. And nowadays we're asking ourselves, why is the time so fast, going by so fast? No? And this question I really not ask myself that much in the 20s, so that the time is so fast, or sometimes so, I think so. But I think I wasn't that impatient like you, how I feel it now, that the 20s should be over. But yeah, it was kind of like an impatient of when do I really know what I want. I think that's something where I was impatient and somehow frustrated why I don't know the answer. Well, I couldn't find the thing that I think, yeah, that's my thing. That's what I do. I'm good at this. I would do that. And it was a long journey.
Indeed.
Yeah, time of self-discovery and compared to your, I think we both are at the beginning of our 30s, but what would you say is different now compared to back then?
I will start with the physical part, or let's start with the milestones. And then we're gonna cover the physical and the mentally part as well. Mm-hmm. So regarding the milestones, I have a feeling I settled down professionally speaking. So I feel I'm comfortable in the corporate world in my case. I integrated, so I know how it works. I don't have all this stress. Am I enough? Do I have to demonstrate something or to prove that I'm good enough at my job? So I think that's changed a lot. So in my 30s, I'm more relaxed in that regard. I'm not so anxious about the job part. Additionally, there is money. So this is a huge change. On the other side, there is not so much time, so I think that's the trade-off. When I was in my 20s, I had so much time and I didn't appreciate it properly because I appreciate the money. Mm-hmm. And right now, I think I start to appreciate the time since I do have the money. I mean, I get paid for the job I'm doing. That's the milestone, I will say. And also, you know, taking the time to understand that beside the work, I also have to develop myself. So for instance, I started to develop to add some hobbies. So I started to understand, hey, not the whole life is about working, which is what I taught in my 20s. I thought that the end goal was to work and then life was over. But once I got a job, I understood that it's important also to have a life. It's not everything about a job. How was it for you? What were the milestones in your 30s?
Yeah, before I came to that, I have to say, yeah, wiser. That's what you said at the beginning. So it's really that case with that you have to live besides work. And for me, I also, have that kind of security more in what I'm doing in my job. I'm still not in the field of university, but looking forward to that transfer to the real world. I don't know if that's the right word, but to the real working environment. So that's a change I still have to do, and excited to see that. So something I have to looking forward to, but still, you're not that stressed anymore about if you're good enough. Maybe if I transfer, I have that again, but you have that confidence that it will work somehow. I think that's something you didn't have in the 20s. And the time thing really can relate to what you said. You don't have much time. And remember what one of my friends said? That's like, he said he divided in three different ages, stages, like young, middle, and old. And when he said, when you're young, you don't have, what was it? You don't have money, you have a lot of time and a lot of health. When you're middle, you have money and health, but not much time. When you're old, you have both of them, money and time, but you don't have health. So at the end, there's no ideal spot, I would say. And you have to make the best out of the stage you're in. And I think being aware of that, that's why wiser. Being aware of that is really good step, and really say to yourself that work is not everything. I think when I started with working, work was really everything, and with time I really appreciate more human connections, what makes life wonderful, the small little moments, and also the moments for myself. Small stuff like that, what we didn't appreciate in the 20s, I think. And you're being more aware of that. And that's how I would summarize it up in my case.
I really like the description of the three stages, because somehow it's a positive, there is a positive message to have the awareness that we are not able to get all the three elements in each stage. Still, we can enjoy those two that are present.
That's right.
So since we were mentioning also the health topic, in the 30s, there are something changing in positive and in negative. For instance, I believe you mentioned earlier the food part and the weight. We talked about the weight. So once you get older, the digestion slows, slows down. So even if you're eating less, you will still have the impression that you're gaining weight. That's why it's important to start to keep active. Intentionally. So in my case, since I have an office job, that means at least 8 hours per day I sit, which wasn't happening in my 20s. So that has obviously an impact on my weight, for instance. So mm-hmm. I need to plan intentionally time outdoors or different activities like dancing or having walks on the riverside or in the forest. So that changes. That's one part, which is somehow negative, but still there are some ideas how to make it work. The second element, I think you were mentioning we were mentioning the stress and the insecurity. Well, in the 30s, the development of the brain comes to an end. So that means being wiser, as you mentioned, and having more control on the emotions. Mm-hmm. I believe in my 20s, I was pretty impulsive. I was overreacting. Mm-hmm. And this changed in my 30s. Mm-hmm. I'm more calm and relaxed. It's not so easy that I overreact or that I escalate something emotionally speaking. Mm-hmm. And this is because the development of the brain is completed, so I get the full potential of my brain, mm-hmm. which is a positive thing. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes in the 20s there were some decisions that weren't the best decisions ever. And in the 30s, I think that process improves a lot, the decision-making process.
Yeah.
How was it for you?
Yeah, it's a good summary, I would say too. I think for me, I think emotionally I was always stable, kind of, but this feeling of anxiety and stuff getting better with the 30s. So I also think that's kind of, how do you say, mentally change. This process is also with experience, maybe with time, mm-hmm. and it's getting better. And yeah, the way part, you're more aware of that you have to do something, or you won't be good in the next years. So that's also something that it's more, yeah, because our jobs are really just sitting. That we are more aware of that. And if you can travel back to your 20s, what would you change, or what would you say to yourself, your 10 years younger version of yourself, if you have the opportunity to do so?
I think I will hug myself.
Nice.
And I will say everything is gonna be fine. Mm-hmm. You're gonna make it. Try to stress and to worry less, mm-hmm. because worrying won't help you too much.
Right.
It's just consuming energy for no reason to worry. So mm-hmm. I would say everything is gonna work properly, and don't worry too much. And maybe I would say to try to be more confident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And try to focus also on my self-development, not only on the idea I need to have a job, I need to have money.
Right.
But also to think about the self-development part. And what would you say to your version if you could have a time machine?
I have a time machine. Yeah, also what you said, not to be worried, and don't be afraid, or try more new things, so that you really are in this flow of gaining more experience, see more things, try new stuff out, and gain this kind of confidence with doing different stuff. And yeah, really don't be afraid, try things out, also try to connect with different people and just to gain more different perspectives, seeing different perspectives. And yeah, just don't be afraid of trying things out, I would say, which has a more or faster always results in a faster development of this kind of calm and confidence that you can achieve faster, maybe, and that you don't are so anxious all the time. Well, not all the time, but that this part gets less, which was, I think, for the two of us, one big part which is which defines our 20s somehow, and I think that would help to reduce that stress. If you know yourself with this kind of experience and dare to do more things.
I can feel this part as well, because I remember there was somehow a self pressure to do the right thing. To pick the right university.
Oh yeah.
To get a good job.
What do you want to study? What's the hardest question? Yeah.
And you know, all the other topics, for instance, what do I like, who I am, what makes me happy, those were automatically in the background. They weren't important, because there was this self pressure to be the best, to perform. The other topics were just a waste of time. You don't want to waste your time, because you need to finish the education part, and you need to get the right job. So I can totally feel this this part. Maybe I will add, if I had a chance to talk to myself, also to take some time for the silly things. As you mentioned, I think it's also important to try different things, because in that stage, trying different things may be seen as a waste of time, because you want to pick only that specific activity that will help you to get a good job. And you wouldn't try different other things, because you will consider them as a waste of time. Why should I waste my time instead of focusing on my goal? So, yeah, right. That's very interesting.
Yeah. And maybe the last question. What do you think, how would be your 40s? Or if you could meet your future 40s from 10 years later, what would you think? What would this version of yourself will tell you? Would it also hug you? how would you think this other kind of meeting will be like? So you're meeting your older version.
Yeah, I really hope there is no cries, you know, there are this middle age crisis or stuff like that.
Ooh. Yeah.
So I really hope to meet a confident version of myself, a wiser version of myself, someone having a clear purpose and being meaningful in how she manages her time, and also the connections. So having meaningful conversations, being able to prioritize family, friends, and to be more, to be more relaxed, I would say, being able to take care of myself completely, be totally responsible, being not a young adult, but an adult, I would say. And how would you be in 10 years? Laughing, probably.
I never thought about that question. I told you before. But I think... Yeah, it's a good question, really. I hope I still can be funny and stupid right now. This kind of being relaxed, I think that would be really cool. If you know what you want and also can say it in a relaxed and calm way what you want, and don't be afraid of, or you don't care too much about your environment, like not in a negative way or an arrogant way, but really be secure of what you want or who you are. And with this kind of, it ends again with confidence, I think. So really confident version of myself, with less doubts. I wouldn't say I still have doubts. It's getting better compared to the 20s, but still they are there. And what you said, do the things more which are really important. So spend the time with the people you want to spend time with and value that. And I think that's also the time where you have or are fully responsible for yourself and your actions, and also the maybe the first step where you have to be responsible for other people. I don't know how I will do that, but let's see how surprised I will be with my 10 years older version, how I manage that, if I'm good or how bad, or if I have to hug my older version and comfort him. Everything will be fine. No, it would also be funny.
While I was listening to you, I realized probably getting into the 40s, that means that the digestion will get even slower, sleep may be super important. Maybe the healing process will also be slower. But on the other side, I really think and I believe that the experience will have a good point in that regard. Like maybe I'm gonna be able to solve problems super quickly in comparison to my 20s, where I was clueless.
Yes, that's great.
I think it's a good trade-off. And I'm back to the description of the three stages. I think there are benefits in every stage, 20s, 30s, 40s. It's just important to be aware of that and to make the best of it.
Wow.
So I still have a question for you. It's a bonus question.
Oh, let me hear.
Would you like to live again in your 20s?
Live again?
Yeah.
With all the knowledge
again.
With all the knowledge
no.
I have, or with no?
Without the knowledge.
Without the knowledge. Oh man, good question. I think it would be the same. Maybe not. Good question. Let's say there are things that I really want to change, but they are so small, I think. So. And without the knowledge of now, it would be like gambling again.
Exactly.
And I'm not that happy with the version of myself now, so I wouldn't say I wouldn't repeat that. Yeah. How about you?
I think I'm more excited about getting into my 40s than going backwards. You know, like we live in a society where somehow there is also this motto, forever young, right? But I don't think it's my case. I'm pretty happy with the timeline that we are going only forwards, not backwards. So I will also pick the second option. Let's keep on moving on, no going backwards.
True, true. And one last question, maybe. Do you have a new song for me in my playlist? You have something in your mind spontaneously?
A song. I was thinking about a Romanian song.
Nice.
It's called, the translation is Time. Since we are talking about 20s, 30s, and 40s, I think it may be perfect. It's a love song, it's a sad love song. I will send you later on the YouTube link so you can include
Nice.
it. But yeah, more or less from what I remember, the message is somehow that time can heal everything, all the pain, all the issues. Be patient and you're gonna be able to move on. What in your 20s was kind of like impossible or what was a tragedy, later on it's gonna be just like, you won't bother too much about that topic.
Yeah, really, really nice and positive ending of our conversation today. Yeah, Claudia, thank you for again for yeah this nice talk and conversation, and it was good to really take the time really and reflect on all that issue, and really, yeah. Was the time to think about it, what we have or what we have achieved, and yeah, it was a long journey, and yeah, it continues.
Yeah, and tomorrow it's another day.
Yeah, right. So, thank you and see ya.
Thanks a lot, and have fun in your 30s and 40s.